Liverpool beat Southampton to extend their winning streak to 6 games, only to have it ended by Chelsea in the Carabao Cup. Man United draw with Wolves to extend their unbeaten streak to 3 games, only to have it ended by Derby in the Carabao Cup. And Harry Kane scores a penalty. This is In Airplane Repair. The most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football conversation on the internet in podcast form. Joining me today to discuss high drama in the Carabao Cup and the Premier League before...
And Champions League.
Really?
Well, we're
going to
do
that
again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We can't go back that far.
All right. Otto_Wolf is here, our expert statistician.
Hello, thank you, and hello.
Jasper Kawaja is here, the only one of us who's coached the team and has expertise in the psychology department.
I certainly do. Good to be here.
You're gesticulating to your left, which means you're referring to your Twitter other half. Luke Stamper, the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level.
It's me, yeah. Hello, everyone.
Good to see you. And you're on Twitter at Luke and Jasper.
Yeah.
How's the Twitter going, by the way?
Oh, we're going to really get it started pretty soon. So
I noticed you liked one of my tweets.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And, as always, our fan on the road is here, at the J-Doggy Dog. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Feeling good.
You got some Skittles there, I see.
Well, I didn't buy them myself, but they've been given to me.
They weren't given to you, they were given to Jasper.
Who gave them to me?
Oh, that is interesting.
By me.
Okay, so shall we start with the team at the top of the table? 6 wins out of the possible 6. Liverpool beat Southampton 3-0. Anything to say interesting about that game?
Yeah, I did watch that game. Oh, I just... Come on, someone rekindle my thoughts.
Shaqiri free kick.
Yeah.
Hit the bum. Then he got was taken...
Oh, and then Salah. And then Salah knocked it in.
Yeah.
And then, to be honest, it was... I can't remember much of it.
Yeah.
Kind of routine, you know?
It was almost a bit too... It was a bit... Almost too routine.
Liverpool...
Was the whole weekend a bit routine?
That's an interesting question.
We'll get to it.
It's every weekend.
It just did have a little...
Is it just 11 times on the match?
The teams tend to win, not always.
Jasper, Liverpool didn't really get out of first gear, let alone second or third.
No, I'm not even sure Liverpool have got a third gear all season. They just seem to be sweeping teams aside. Which is good for them, because as long as they've got fifth gear still in their locker.
Yeah. Troy Deeney said of Virgil van Dijk, "I hate him, he's too big, too strong, too quick, too good on the ball. He loves fighting and he's got a good head of hair. He's one of those guys who sprays on his top as well, so he smells lovely." What do you think about that?
I think Troy Deeney is a bit of a banterous boy, isn't he? Because after the Fulham match, he also was just boasting about the fact he had 3 broken toes, and he likes to be in the corner himself. I'm a big ugly bloke, and I just play through it. Like, you know, he's a bit of like, he likes to chat shit to the media.
But
Virgil van Dijk is a very, very good defender, and he has sorted out. I mean, Liverpool didn't have him against Chelsea, and they were a lot weaker.
Troy doesn't play for Southampton though, so. When did he say this and why? Watford even played Liverpool this year?
I don't feel like I have to answer that.
Okay. He just felt the need to comment.
I mean, Virgil van Dijk is the flavour of the month.
Perhaps he was asked which Premier League defender would you least
maybe.
Like.
Which gives you nightmares the most.
Which one smells the nicest but also has the most competent...
Liverpool have the best defence this season, and in fact, since Virgil van Dijk arrived, they have the best defence in the Premier League.
Is it still the only... The Alisson goal, is that the only one?
In the league.
Is that the impressive?
Quite possibly, you know.
Yeah. Tottenham Hotspur scored against them, didn't they?
But also they've replaced a lot of the leaky gaps, which were Moreno.
Yeah, watching him in action in the Carabao Cup
he's awful,
yesterday reminded me of why he does no longer play for them in the Premier League.
The thing is, he loves to attack, but he's not good enough in that he doesn't force the other team to defend because he's not actually good enough at attacking, so it just creates loads of space. Like if you've got Marcelo, you have to have loads of players defending on that side because he forces them back because he's just so good at attacking.
We haven't really talked about Southampton on this podcast, perhaps because they're very dull and quite poor.
Luke, how low are they?
They are now 14th in the table. They've won 3 times. Luke, Mark Hughes, what's he doing at Southampton?
They've won 3 times.
Lost 3 times.
Okay.
All right, I'm
colourblind. I don't even know who they have. I know, literally, I'm so upset that you asked me this question.
That's why I asked.
Literally, nothing to say about Southampton.
Danny Ings.
They're the one with the 3 exactly identical.
Yeah, but Danny Ings didn't play in the game because he's obviously he can't play against his parent club.
Oh, is that something?
Oh, is he on loan?
Agreed.
Yeah, he is. Oh, but interestingly, he's on loan with the deal.
So he's going to get bought at the end. That's an FFP thing, isn't it? That's like Mbappe was the same last year.
It just feels like Southampton have kind of lost whatever identity they had.
Well, Mark Hughes,
their identity was like, sell your players, still get better next season. But now they're not.
No, but they were like attractive, nice football.
Yeah,
they used to have
quite a good manager.
Well, yeah, Pochettino, they had
and some other people.
Mark Hughes.
And he's there now.
But Mark Hughes is not a good. He's the manager that football teams get when they are on their way to death.
He's one of the last.
Stoke City. Look, where are they now? West Brom. Where are they now? Fulham. We're back again. Not because of him. We went down because we had Mark Hughes. He's like the manager you get before the manager you get that puts you down. Southampton will be down next season, mark my words.
So,
the new
fascinating.
We briefly mentioned the Carabao Cup tie last night. Did you watch the game, Johnny?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What did you make of it?
It was kind of entertaining. It's weird. I don't really understand. I guess I understand why you would play your B team. But it's like they're saving it so that they can play Chelsea on
Saturday.
They were
almost B teams. They were like halfway between A and B. There weren't about 4 or 5 changes.
I mean, it was kind of interesting because Sturridge played badly. And yet, could have had a hat trick.
Morata as well.
Yeah.
Morata is off this season.
But I guess like the Hazard goal just means it was great to watch.
That Hazard goal is just
Talk
amazing.
Talk about the Hazard goal.
Best player in the Premier League.
See, it's like Carragher said that, didn't he?
Well, it's just like.
But then remember last year when the whole year it was De Bruyne or Salah.
Yeah.
De Bruyne or Salah. De Bruyne or Salah. And then suddenly, new season, 5 games in, Hazard is the best player.
Yeah.
We're quick to make judgments.
Is the wrong
but
football,
he has really
it?
Turned it on.
Yeah. He has really turned it on. I think he's brilliant, yeah.
And he was like...
He's the best player in the league, I'm just saying.
Did you see what he said about why he scored?
Yeah.
He said he was speaking to Kante on the bench, and Kante said, "I don't want to take a penalty." And so Hazard went, "Well, I'm going to score for Kante then."
It's the sweetest thing I've ever done.
Luke Hazard...
Yeah, that goal, it was so beautiful. When I was watching the game, I was literally, me and the person next to each other were just talking about how good Hazard is.
Yeah.
Then he picks up the ball, like, he nutmegs someone, gets it back.
Nuts someone again.
Yeah, takes it past one person, nutmegs Moreno, what an idiot.
And then does the biggest touch in the whole world into loads of space.
But when he takes that touch, you know he's going to score.
That is such a good touch.
It was,
Oh, so nice.
The shot didn't even, well, I mean, the shot did matter, it was a pretty good shot. But,
the shot was amazing.
It was just
the dribble
a dribble, wasn't
it?
So, the rematch is on Saturday at 5 o'clock at Stamford Bridge. Jasper... I see this one going more at stake, perhaps.
It's going to be tasty, isn't it? Mm. I'm excited.
Where is Stamford Bridge?
Yeah.
I can see... I'm going to go for like a 2-2.
Wait, you haven't done your proper simulation. Wait, who got the answer right? No, not funny.
Don't understand.
Because you know when you get an answer right, you go...
We didn't have much diversity.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I like that. What he's referring to, if you're not sure if you're listening at home, is that is quite similar to the noise that you make if you have a correct answer in the In-Air Play Repair quiz, which we will be coming to later in the show. Luke, you were saying?
I'm going to go for like a 2-2.
From 2-0 to 2-2?
No, it's just 2-2.
So, how's... All right.
Just a lucky guess that the simulation works the same way.
Chelsea to lead twice in Liverpool to get like a late-ish equaliser against the run of play.
What gear are Liverpool getting up to?
I think Liverpool are in third gear still, but managed to get a draw at a Chelsea team in fourth gear.
How many gears have each team got, respectively? Both five?
Yes. But I think Chelsea are going to play better than Liverpool, but it's like Liverpool just have a way of grinding results this year that they've not previously had.
Yeah.
Boring Liverpool.
Does anyone know how to pronounce the Chelsea goalkeeper's name?
Keeper.
I see this young...
No, he's got a surname though, quite a long one.
Oh, yeah. Azpilicueta?
Arrizabalaga.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, I know how.
Sorry, what were you going to say? What was I going to say? I think Van Dijk and Gomez and Robertson and Alexander-Arnold coming back in is really going to, like... I think the difference between the defence that Liverpool played yesterday versus their first team is a much bigger difference than the Chelsea back four that they played versus the Chelsea back four that they played on Saturday. And I think that will be really decisive in the because I think both teams have really good attacking options, even on their benches. Like, Sturridge and Shaqiri are not as good as Salah.
Shaqiri looked great. In fact, we should say he was taken off at half-time against Southampton, which... was kind of unfair considering he was the best player on the pitch.
Yeah, but he played well again on Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why was he taken off at half time?
Does anyone know? I mean, I guess like bring on.
Is he not fit?
I think Klopp wanted to control
there's
the game.
There's a lot of competition for those places now, though, Liverpool.
Yeah.
To sidestep the Shaqiri discussion, Fabinho, Klopp said he wouldn't be ready for 6 months. I don't think he was ready.
He was okay. He looked a bit slow.
I don't think he was that good. I don't think he really knew what he was doing. He
made a couple of passes.
It's just like, if Jordan Henderson looks more adept in your position than you, then you know you've got some work to do.
It's a low blow.
I've heard it before.
Alright, shall we talk about Man United? Luke, you're making a noise. Before we get to the meaty stuff in midweek, they avoided defeat against Wolves, I would say.
Also, firstly, good result in the Champions League against Young Boys. tough game that could have been. But they really put them to bed.
Mm. What was the Young Boys score?
3-0.
Right. Pogba played well.
Pogba. Two goals. First goal. Ooh, nice goal.
Yeah, it was a nice goal.
So what happened against Wolves?
Was it at Stafford?
It was 1-0, wasn't it?
At Old Trafford.
I feel like I've kind of blotted this out of my mind. And I hadn't even watched the Derby game.
Okay.
Wolves.
Attack.
So we'll be careful, Mourinho will sack you.
I can't wait.
At Ralph Roberts 6 says, could you just talk about the Mourinho Pogba episode for the entire episode of the podcast?
I'd be very happy to do that.
I could talk about.
Have you seen the video circulating on the internet?
I would not like to be stared at by Pogba. Just saying, like, he looked.
I wouldn't like to be stared at by Mourinho.
Yeah, actually, either of them. I wouldn't like. Yeah.
Just be caught on the crossfire. I like watching other players
just
in the
like
video.
Phil Jones in the middle, like, oh. Just pulling all sorts of expressions.
What's going on?
I think Mourinho might be a dick.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, we know Mourinho as a dick.
But
Lukaku said he was a nice man.
Well, Mourinho's always... The thing that Mourinho's been amazing at is making everyone else hate him, but his players absolutely love him. So something has gone... Something's changed in the Mourinho... within Mourinho's, like, man management. And the thing is, I've been thinking, Pogba's agent, Raiola...
Yeah.
He is a grade A piece of... Can't libel this, can I? So, like,
you can say whatever you like on this podcast.
Uncensored.
He's a goddamn horse licking piece of shit.
All right. Yeah.
And Pogba's agents,
the official podcast, the official podcast stance.
And Pogba's agent, Raiola, he wants Pogba to leave.
Yeah.
Because he makes the mad bucks when he does the £150 million transfer. Mm. And Raiola, I just think Raiola's stirring up some
I think even
shit.
Even if you take bucks out of this, which is impossible to do, but it just, I wouldn't want to be Pogba playing for Mourinho, I don't think.
So, do you know what it was about? It was about
it was because of the post-match conference.
No, well, that was the...
That was the first of the
Premier League game.
The attack.
Yeah. But the Derby game, Pogba wasn't playing, but he took an Instagram story of him, Luke Shaw and someone else, like, kind of smiling. But this was, like, at the very start of the game, sitting in the stand somewhere. He tried to send it out, but due to Wi-Fi problems, it only got released after the match. So it looks like he was laughing at them losing. Mourinho was annoyed at this coming out. And
how do they know that? Do they get the like lip readers in?
I don't know. I also did wonder about this.
I think it's just... It's Pogba's agent. You know, you remember when Pogba was getting transferred to Juventus?
Yeah.
So much drama around that, which was just so boring.
So this is just...
And I think he just knows how to... Because he's been, like, feeding quotes to the media. He's been, like... He likes this. He likes his players to have this brand and this, like, constant media attention.
I mean, Pogba... If Fergie was there, Pogba would be...
Mourinho said...
But does it ever get this far?
Mourinho said he's never going to play as captain again.
I think those two are a bit of a standoff at the moment in terms of who's going to leave first, I think.
Why would Mourinho just bother to make those kind of statements? It's just like you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, I don't see what good's supposed to come of that statement.
Because then when he does eventually play him as captain again, it's just like, well, now he's a hypocrite.
I feel like he's going to leave in January, isn't he?
Pogba.
Yeah.
Him and Aaron Ramsey. Quick swap.
Summarise how Berbatov Berbatov, basically, I have to summarise it now rather than quote it, don't I? He said Pogba and Mourinho should stop comparing dick size. Nice. Do we agree with that?
No, carry it on.
Is there more? Get your dicks out.
He said football should be about what happens on the pitch, who has the biggest dick.
Right.
I feel like the problems are also on the pitch. Like, it's not like everything's fine, you know.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
So, problems on the pitch. Wolves gave them a really good game, probably unlucky to get the win. And then...
Yeah.
Derby.
Wolves are playing very well.
Wolves are playing very well.
Quite scarily well, aren't they?
Scarily well.
Yeah, good result for Man U, actually. That one, I think.
Yeah, they're getting good weeks.
Did you hear the statistic about, you know, the Wolves player who scores all the long shots? What's his name? I'm forgetting it right now.
Neves.
Yeah, he had more goals from outside the box than touches inside the box last season.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's just a stupid statistic.
I guess it does depend on the numbers a little bit. But oh, yeah, no, it's kind of stupid, whatever. Maybe. Yeah, whatever. You know. Yeah, good stuff.
So I guess if it's 1-0, then yeah, it's not really that.
But that would be like, whoa, never got in the box. So, yeah, whatever the numbers, nice work.
Derby gave them a good game. Did anyone watch the game? Yeah. Harry Wilson, Liverpool, he's on Liverpool's books.
Yeah.
He did the five European Cup celebrations.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was unsure. Oh. I understood there was anti-Man United, but I didn't understand what it was.
There was a lot of love for him on the Liverpool subreddit.
I hate the Liverpool subreddit.
The Carabao Cup, they lost. Do you anyone want to say anything?
Man United were playing a relatively strong team.
Lost.
Oxford did lose.
Wait, are we still talking about Man United?
Man United.
Come on, that's Man United.
Oh, for the Carabao Cup.
Who lost?
There's a lot of games.
Macclesfield, they lost.
West Ham won 8-0.
Man United. Man United's team was a bit too strong to be losing to that Derby team. Because they didn't even, like, their team wasn't even that weak. They were playing Martial. They were playing, like, I can't remember the other player. They were playing a Fred. They were playing like...
Yeah, but he's Fred. Oh,
it was a stupidly good team.
It was a very good free kick.
Very good free kick.
Was
that a knuckleball? Is that what you
think? It was a knuckleball.
Yeah. Good
guy. The top Derby players occupied the top five passes in the opposition half taken by an individual player. You understand what I'm saying?
Top five in that game.
That's Mourinho though, isn't it? That's going to happen in most
Mourinho
games.
Like, if you think about like Chelsea when they're at the top of their game under Mourinho, would they really
They would go to Derby
in the Carabao Cup, and
they would just beat them 1-0, wouldn't they?
Sometimes they'd blow them away though, but they'd get their best job run.
It's good to see Frank Lampard up against his old, the mentor. Yeah.
They're doing pretty well in the Championship as well.
Yeah, they are.
Did you see the post-match press conference that Mourinho gave?
He didn't give one, did he?
Yeah, he did. And he said, we didn't lose.
Oh, what, since 90 minutes?
Yeah.
So they didn't lose their unbeaten streak.
Yeah, they didn't lose.
Well, you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits.
Did Man U lose?
Did Man United lose?
Oh, but he also said, which is quite funny, we knew once we got past the seventh penalty we would be in trouble. Which is a massive diss on Phil Jones. I mean, that's really mean. But
I thought you even said something like, when I saw Phil Jones running up, I did have high hopes of something like that.
When I first walked into the changing room and saw Phil Jones, I knew things were bad.
When I wrote his name on the
team sheet. When I had to write down Phil Jones' name on the team sheet, crying as I did.
I saw him at the end of the game putting his arm around him.
Yeah.
Like, you fucked up, big boy. Like, what is he saying?
We didn't expect anything.
the best penalties ever taken?
Yeah, they're insane.
Yeah, but pretty until Phil Jones. But
I actually really enjoyed Anthony Martial's penalty. I don't know why. He was just very calm. He looked like he couldn't really be bothered.
He just kind of walked off. Didn't really care. Yeah.
But I like Martin Keogh's, you know, the centre back, the one who has the most piercing blue eyes.
He's a lunatic.
His penalty was insane. It was great. I thought he was shit.
In more interesting news, West Ham are considering suing TalkSport Radio over comments Danny Murphy made about Declan Rice not signing a new contract.
Wow.
This is a great story.
Is it really?
So basically...
you don't like Danny Murphy, do you?
So
I love Danny Murphy, full of legend.
Basically...
Oh, there's someone else.
I hate Danny Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
He said that it was ridiculous that West Ham hadn't got Declan Rice to sign a new deal. This was in the wake of their 8-0 victory against whoever it was they played.
Macclesfield.
Wait, they're trying to sue him over the fact that
it gets better.
But it turns out
there's a twist
that Danny Murphy has, quote, connections with the agent of Declan Rice.
Oh, so he's just trying to get West Ham to sign him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's got a bet on him.
But it seems
the West Ham thing, Danny Murphy saying that is going to influence them. In
West Ham just should offer him a new contract. I don't understand why they're going to.
Are we saying it's ridiculous?
Yeah, but it makes it
a good point. We don't want to get sued.
But it makes it. It makes it harder in the contract talks. You know, gives Declan Rice another thing to add to his resume. Danny Murphy said I should be signed. I don't know. I can see why they, I can see their side.
Do you want to do a quick referendum on whether Danny Murphy should be a pundit or not?
I'll do a referendum. Mm. Yeah. Wait, countrywide?
Countrywide?
Alright. But should we just do a micro poll here?
We're not asking all of our many listeners.
No, that would just be too many votes. I'm going to go with no.
No.
I have never had the problem with him that you guys...
It's a simple yes or no, mate.
That's a good point.
No.
No. Right. Danny Murphy, you're out. In the bin.
I've never had a problem with him.
While we're on the subject of new subscribers, let's say hello to Isabel Cantrell.
Hello.
Hi, Isabel.
I just don't think any of these people are real.
Russian so sure spy.
You Russian spies, get out of my country! Betty Hastings.
Just none of these people, there's no way.
What was that, Betty?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
No.
Alright.
We just have a Betty.
And Sid after Donkey.
Don't forget, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can subscribe to us. Apple Podcasts is one way in which you can subscribe. You can follow us on SoundCloud.com. And of course, if you really like this podcast, you can give us money. Patreon.com, $2 a month gets you our appreciation.
Is that it?
How many have we got so far?
We haven't got any so far.
You should do some fake reading out of Patreon.
That's a good idea. Yeah. In the Premier League elsewhere, Burnley defied the odds at Turf Moor to beat this season's surprise package Bournemouth 4-0. Aaron Lennon had a great game. Did you watch the game, Jasper?
No, but I do have a comment. This is why the Premier League is the best league in the world.
Whoa.
That's all I have to say.
Because
Burnley beat Bournemouth.
It's all I have to say.
The mighty Burnley. Versus the...
No, the mighty Bournemouth.
The mighty Bournemouth. The mighty... Yeah, versus...
The shitty Burnley.
The mighty Burnley versus...
Who would have ever thought
the
it?
The Titans of Bournemouth.
Who would have ever thought it?
It seems sure Dyche is going to turn things around there, I think.
That is. Is that what you just looked at? You went on BBC Sport and looked at that result and went, oh, this is just the best league in the world.
I just started applauding.
I just donated more money to the Premier League.
Everton lost against Arsenal. I say lost because it felt like they did enough to score multiple goals in the first half and then... Mm. Didn't score goals, and then Arsenal did score goals.
Mm. Yeah, I would say lost as well. Yeah. Who scored the goals? Aubameyang. Two.
I wouldn't wanna.
Lacazette scored a banger.
Oh, Lacazette did score.
Yeah, it was very nice. It's very nice watching those two actually.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. And Richarlison is a very good player. He really is a very good
player. Yeah, he is. But he was... he had...
First half,
he really needs a bit better supply. Walcott was a bit shit.
Yeah.
As he is. He's just a bit shit, isn't he? Yeah, I think he just needs to get to the Championship, doesn't he?
He'd be effective in the Championship.
He'd tear up the Championship. Like Kieran Gibbs. Kieran Gibbs is amazing in the Championship. But yeah, sorry, we digress.
No,
we digress.
I was going to say, Arsenal... Four wins out of six, looking okay. Johnny, what is there to say about Arsenal that hasn't already been said?
That hasn't already been said. Yeah, fuck it, they might come like third.
Whoa!
Yeah,
they might win it!
I don't think that's been said.
That's what I've been saying.
Terraria wasn't that good, was he?
No, he wasn't.
It's a bit sad because every time he comes on, he looks amazing and then he's just shit.
I think Arsenal, when they come up against a decent team, are going
to
be.
Bit torn to shreds.
Yeah,
I've got something to say about Arsenal that hasn't been said yet.
Yeah.
So they used to be the most attractive 11 in the league, and now they are still very attractive, but more in like a gruff way.
Ah,
so they need more grooming.
No, less grooming they've got. No, I like the gruffness. It's what they've been missing. Like, you know, had too much.
Who typifies the gruffness?
I think Lacazette, very beautiful, but also quite gruff.
Mm. The beard.
The beard. Xhaka, he's a bit too groomed, but he is also quite attractive. Aubameyang, again.
Ever since they lost Olivier Giroud.
Yeah, well, Giroud and Koscielny and... Wilshire.
Koscielny's still there, just injured.
Yeah, but.
Perhaps this is a good time to bring up at Falafel Prince and his question. I wanted to ask the pod a proper football question that tests everyone's knowledge, so here it goes. Who makes it into your good looking all time Premier League 11? P.S. I was promised a fiver if I sent in this tweet. Jasper and I were discussing before the podcast, we didn't want to do best looking, we'd rather do. Worst looking 11.
Oh. Nice.
We found an excellent place to start. The Liverpool Benitez side.
Yeah.
Skirtle.
Is that what he said? He's saying, like, it once was a full 11, not we choose an 11 of beautiful players, right? Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
No, we choose individuals to make it an 11.
We choose,
yeah.
We're starting with the Liverpool 11.
It's just a good place to start.
Oh,
some
you
positions.
Pick quite a few out of them.
Yeah,
so we have Skirtle.
Oh!
Flanagan.
Flanagan.
Who was
Dirk Kuyt up front.
Who was that guy who, like, the laser man? Brendan Rodgers got him. He played like left wing.
Markovic. Lazar Markovic.
Yeah, he was ugly as fuck.
Oh, yeah,
he was so greasy. Yeah. He was horrible. Like, his hair was just like, oh.
Javier Mascherano.
Tevez.
Wayne up top with
Wayne,
you know, I actually, there's something about Ozil I found quite attractive.
I don't know if there is.
Luke, you're staying silent on the matter. Anyone for you?
All I can think is Phil Jones at the moment. But you could fill it every position with one of his different facial expressions.
I've got, for manager, someone who I find really quite repulsive currently at football, Unai Emery. Why does his hair have to be so sleek and greasy?
Oh, got that Van Coleman used to grace me out a little bit.
He's
not conventionally unattractive.
Oh, yeah. Who is the manager for this team?
Avram Grant, I always thought was you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Who is the ugliest manager of all time? Who makes it into your ugly 11 of all time?
We haven't got CDM, but we're really missing.
We have Mascherano.
Yeah. Oh, we got Mascherano. Yeah.
That's quite a good team.
That is quite a good team.
It would compete.
Yeah. That would definitely compete.
Flanagan.
Yeah, no, as I said, left back Flanagan. Oh, yeah, who's the right back then? Jones, Skirtle, centre back. You can tweet us.
Phil Neville's quite ugly, but he's not that ugly.
Nah, he's not bad.
Because he's on TV, and you would never get Flanagan on TV.
That is correct. Alright, we'll leave that one open to you at home. You can...
Give us a right back.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, we need a right back, and we need a right winger.
Manchester City... Cardiff City 0, Manchester City 5.
Ooh. Oh, is it?
Who didn't see that one coming?
Yeah.
Who didn't see it coming? Oh.
Yeah, who didn't?
Thanks, a lot of people haven't been keeping up to date with football.
Neil Warnock definitely saw it.
Yeah, he's kind of weirdly happy about how shit his team's doing.
I saw that. I got some inside intel from somebody I know who knows somebody who is a Cardiff scout, and apparently they were only given £13 million for their transfer budget, and apparently they just bought players to go down.
So they were buying players, but like this will do well in the championship.
Yeah.
No, at what point is Warnock going to get annoyed that they're playing badly? Because at the moment it's like, yeah, we had it coming, you know.
But it's like, because they weren't even, at the start, they weren't even like playing that badly.
No.
They were just losing, and he was like,
oh, yeah, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
But then it's like, well, if they just start playing shit, then that would be.
Well,
Warnock. It's quite hard to see against Man City.
I mean, you look, where are they going to get points? Huddersfield, perhaps, they could get points. Brighton, they could get points. Yeah, I mean, you never know in the best league in the world.
No, it is the best league in the world. Do you want to know something good about Warnock?
He's a massive
fan. A Wednesday fan. I don't know who came up with this. It's absolutely brilliant. But his name, Neil Warnock, is an anagram of Colin Wanker. So all Wednesday fans refer to him as Colin. But who's thought of that? Who's figured that out? Who's been looking at his name and thought, I can rearrange these letters?
Yeah, it's not that great.
Nice.
Come on, it's good.
It's all right.
Good.
I think Cardiff are going to be 100% in everybody's prediction of the team to go down. I don't think there's a single person who hasn't.
But no.
As in, they're 100% getting relegated.
Yeah.
And they deserve it as well.
Harsh word. Man City look good. Yeah, I mean, what is there to say other than they did what they should have done?
Well, yeah, but they bounced back from two. Well, Fulham's performance.
Fulham 3-0.
But he didn't like that.
No. He didn't like it. Yeah.
Did he like this?
And then they lost to Lyon.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that game yet.
We could talk about that. It feels so long ago.
No, it's so long ago. Let's just say they lost. They weren't very good, but they responded.
Fakir
was good. Yeah. They can't. Sometimes Man City can't really defend. They kind of look like they kind of have a collective panic about them sometimes.
Yeah. No Pep.
Crystal Palace 0, Newcastle United 0. Johnny?
I'd love to. And this is why the Premier League is the best game. I mean, I didn't watch it. Didn't watch the highlights. It sounds boring.
Probably weren't any highlights, to be honest.
After playing Arsenal, Chelsea and City and nearly getting points, you feel like Newcastle, this was a game where they could get at it and get...
Clean sheet.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka getting me some fancy football points.
I mean, they got...
What?
I feel like you've just got to have faith in Benitez because he got them top 10 last season.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's what I just don't know. It's just like that. But I don't understand how you can have faith in a manager which just seemingly plays the most negative football you've ever
seen. Did he play that negative this game?
I don't think it was as negative.
Oh, but it's not. I don't think the relationship's different to having faith in him. Like, everyone hates Mike.
Apparently, all the Newcastle fans love.
They sing his name every game. I don't think they could ever get a better manager than Rafael Benitez.
No, never. The only reason they've got him is because his family live in Liverpool.
And they, it's good times there. Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it time for a bit of a quiz, Otto? You've prepared some questions?
Yeah, I've got my questions
this
ready.
Week?
I'm ready, if you're ready.
Otto's quiz time. Otto's quiz time.
Ooh, right. Soothing.
Thank you. Thanks very much. So this one, this first question only has one answer, so I'm going to give 3 points. But I'm almost certain none of you are going to get it right. I could give you 1,000,000 points. So only one player has scored 50 plus goals in 3 of the top 5 leagues. So we're talking French, English, Spanish, Italian, German.
Only one player.
In all 3 of those leagues?
Yeah, has scored 50 plus goals in 3 of the 5
leagues. 3 of the 5.
50.
I mean, because you say we're not going to get it.
That makes me think.
No. I'm not. It's not like I'm not tricking you. Like, you know, like when you get it, you'll be like, oh, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a name straight away.
All right. Okay, but wait.
I've got a name that I know is wrong.
But I know he's done it in 2.
Okay. Just yeah. You know what I mean? If you want to just.
Ryan,
it's like a very.
But it is quite a like obvious one. I feel like.
Oh, maybe it is really easy.
No, maybe not.
I reckon it won't be easy.
Has everyone got their answers ready?
I've got an answer that I'm pretty sure is wrong.
I've got an answer, I think, to him.
So, like, I mean, you said we'd all fail, so if you go now, like, that'll come true. I don't think I'm going to get a better answer, though, you know? Because...
Jasper's quite confident.
I mean, it's just the first name I've thought of and I haven't thought of any more. Yeah, I can't be bothered to think of any more.
I can't think of anybody. I feel like my mind's going completely blank.
George, should we go round?
Yeah, maybe we can.
Alright, let's do it.
Jasper?
Zlatan?
Right. Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, that was mine.
We had scored 50 Premier League goals!
Yeah, but France, Serie A, I was thinking.
Oh,
no. Yeah, I was thinking La Liga was Zlatan.
Alright,
big reveal. Edin Dzeko.
Wow. Oh,
Yeah, you could have given us 1,000,000.
well done at home if you got Edin Dzeko.
That is quite good.
Really? Like, he's been
yeah, yeah.
50 goals at Man City, exactly 50.
Wow.
Wolfsburg, and now Wolfsburg. Roma.
How many did he get at Wolfsburg?
He won the league at Wolfsburg.
I'm going to check Zlatan's stats.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It's pretty incredible. So then I got one more question.
Yeah.
This one you guys will be able to get, so it's just 1 point each for each answer. 4 answers for this one.
Four answers.
4 players.
Yes.
To have 100 plus appearances for 3 clubs in the Premier League.
These questions are so hard.
Yes.
For how many clubs?
What was that?
So 4 players to have 100 plus appearances for 3 clubs in the Premier League.
Fucking
3 clubs.
Hell, man, that's madness.
That's insane.
That is.
Do I have to like talk about what you guys think?
How recent?
What do you mean? Premier
League? That's actually so hard.
Are they like all in the 90s?
You'll have heard of all of them.
Okay. 100%. That's good.
All really difficult, mate.
So
100.
You've got 2.
Yeah, 100 plus appearances for 3 clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of names thrown around. A lot of names.
Okay, I've got 4.
I don't know how to handle this quiz.
My head can't handle this.
Wait. Is your phone out of battery?
Yeah.
I can remember them if you use my phone.
That's cool. I should be able to remember 4 names.
Alright, is everyone ready? Now we need to have some... This is the issue. We need to have some kind of conversation.
Can we go off it and then come back to it?
No. You want to edit this out, do you?
No, this is unedited.
Start a conversation.
But we can just start plugging...
I've already plugged the podcast once.
Alright, I've got 4.
Just go for it.
You can plug my big dick. And you can see my big dick.
We actually don't have any live events planned.
We will do a live event for the Champions League final.
That's a long time away.
Yeah, it is a long time away. But we'll all get together and live stream the final.
For what?
For our listeners?
Yeah, In Airplane Repair Champions League live special. I think it's coming up the road. Yeah. Well, as always, just tweet us your questions, your thoughts. What would you like to see Luke do on the podcast? Even though it's
actually
you can't see him doing
it. Tweet us right now with your answer, and we'll see if you get it right.
But we will send this after we've recorded.
They'll tweet in this space right now if they're honest viewers. If they're on,
but they can't hear it.
They can hear me right now.
No, they can't. It doesn't go out live.
No, he means tweet.
He just means like when
tweet.
Playing along.
Tweet right now. During this point, when they're listening to it.
Yeah. All right, so tweet right now. But not like now.
Obviously, you can't do it now.
No, yeah.
Imagine someone you doing it right now.
Yeah,
all right, so I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, so number one, I hope everyone's got
Wait, are we not going around?
I thought we were going to go around afterwards.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah.
But we need to go... All right, so number one, I think everyone should have gotten this.
Yeah.
James Milner.
Yes!
No.
I thought of him. Yeah.
Thomas and Johnny, that's a point each. Nice. Second one, kind of very similar player.
Oh, shit.
Gareth Barron.
Yes!
Oh. Yes.
All right, Jasper and Thomas. Nice. Thomas is in the lead currently. Third, Gary Speed.
Oh, R.I.P.
And the biggest surprise of them all, the man, the legend, Rory Delap.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
David James.
Listen, now should we, who else? Yeah, David James was a good one. I considered Schwartz. David James.
I thought of as well.
Schwartz was only Fulham and...
I thought he was a Borough for ages.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, that's still...
Right. Who did you put?
Crouch was another one.
Yeah, I put Crouch. He didn't have enough. He was just Liverpool and Stoke, wasn't he, that he had enough?
Thought he might have been some.
Portsmouth,
he
had quite
Spurs,
a few.
Didn't he? I was saying,
yeah. Portsmouth, Spurs.
Emmanuel Adebayor, but I don't think he ever played more than 10 games.
Yeah, no.
Crouch was in so many that he never
Owen
stayed
be
there
close?
Long.
No, because he was just Liverpool, Man United,
yeah,
and Newcastle.
Man United, he would have been no one there.
Luke, who did you have?
Well, we had Owen, which, yeah. I had. I think I wrote Berbatov. I don't know what I was.
I was thinking about Berbatov.
I put Aaron Lennon down. and I can't even remember who my last one was.
Oh yeah, you can.
We'd love to hear what you put down. You can tweet us at PilotPundits
right now. What were your right wrong now. Answers?
So let's have the scores, please.
Oh yeah. In last place,
yeah,
ready to be relegated from the podcast to the abyss of non-podcast is Luke Stamper.
Really? I was doing really well at the start, and it's just
yeah, you were doing. Number
when
nine,
the questions were easy, that was a good time.
Is Johnny Vickers
solid? I'm
and in right. first place is Thomas Roberts, leaving Jasper second.
I like how that was
revealed. Yeah, really weird.
You often at those award things, you'd be like, "And second place," and then it's like.
Oh, but now
we all know whoever doesn't.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. And now it's the second place team, and the first place team celebrates, and it's a shambles.
You know what you just reminded me of is the award ceremony that took place last week, in which the goal of the year was awarded to Mohamed Salah.
I know.
Salah.
It didn't even win goal of the month in the Premier League.
I have a theory about that.
Yeah.
Salah was nominated for like one of the best.
Yeah, best.
Players.
It was FIFA Best Man.
But
player
then
award.
He wasn't. They'll have seen he wasn't in the team of the year.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, because Messi, obviously.
They panicked to this point. Like, we've invited him along as one of the best three. We can't not give him something. So I think they gave him that.
It was
just
awful.
A theory, but
that's
it wasn't awful. But it was like a fine goal. But it was just like it wasn't even Salah's best goal.
Yeah,
it was quite bizarre.
It was really weird.
And Luka Modric won Player of the Year. Johnny, any thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, is he? That'd be my thought on that.
Yeah, I agree.
We already agreed award ceremonies are a load of
It's just kind of like giving it to a player, everyone's like, ooh,
didn't we already discuss this when they first got announced? It's like if Messi and Ronaldo aren't both in there, then it's just obviously it's a flawed award and we shouldn't even listen
Ronaldo
to it.
Was in the best three, but
yeah, Ronaldo was, but Messi wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can you have it when Messi dies?
And then the other one, De Gea got in the team of the year, but Courtois got best keeper.
Oh, it's just
Here's more of a team player. He gels with the other players.
What's happened to Courtois at Real Madrid? Because he doesn't.
Madrid lost 3-0 last night.
And Barcelona lost. But Barcelona lost
to
bottom of the
table. Some listeners are thinking that's what makes La Liga the best league in the world, but they're wrong.
Next week in the Premier League, West Ham host Manchester United.
It's not really next week, it's actually just in 2 days' time.
At West Ham's ground.
Yeah, the London Stadium.
A point would be fantastic.
That's kind of looking quite good.
Actually, no, I feel like this is the time everyone's like, oh, get Mourinho out, and then, like, Man U win, and then Mourinho, everyone's like, oh, maybe he's alright. You know, they make
a
bit of a statement.
Was like, 2 or 3 weeks back.
No, 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 I think it's just
2 or 3 years
ago. I think it's just in cycles. It's like, oh, it's going bad, and then they win, and it's like, oh, yeah, let Mourinho stay for a bit, and then it goes bad again. And then they'll just carry on through this. So I think...
Will Pogba play?
But not as captain.
No. Or vice captain.
Actually, I would love it if he was captain. That would just be...
Johnny, as a fan, if you were a Man United fan, how would you like to see the Pogba-Mourinho situation resolved?
Why not? You could ask the Man United fan, but as a real fan, I would want to see Mourinho sacked.
That's a good answer, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because you want to see your star players doing well.
Yeah, you want to see Pogba banging goals. Which he did against.
There aren't that many glamour ties, as it were.
Fulham-Everton.
Everton-Fulham.
Yeah. That's a big game.
Wait, Chelsea-Liverpool.
We already discussed that.
Yeah,
that's a glamour
time.
I think Fulham are going to beat Everton. We've been playing pretty well.
Wow, that's quite a statement. Would you like to run a simulation?
No, you don't do it. You just need to be...
Everton are going to come flying out the blocks. Fulham are going to calm it all down. Fosu Mensah's going to throw in a couple of wild challenges, get a yellow card. The commentators are going to talk about how he probably should be sent off by now, but he's not going to be sent off. We come out the second half, control the game at our own pace.
0-0 at half time?
0-0, big time. Most 0-0. And then 3-0
Fulham. 3-0
Fulham. Mitrovic hat trick. Because he's a boss.
He is good,
absolute boss man.
The fans love him.
Everyone loves him. Who doesn't love him? All the pundits love him. Everyone on the fantasy league loves him.
Well, because they pick him when he scores.
Name a single person who doesn't love Mitrovic.
I don't, because I haven't picked him and he is scoring.
He's going to be top scorer this season.
I don't know what Troy Deeney thinks about him.
Yeah, I bet he loves it.
I would like to know what Troy Deeney thinks about it.
I'd like to have a book of Troy Deeney's opinions on every single
The Legend of Troy.
Troy Deeney.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, on the subject, you know, and this is not on the topic at all.
On the subject of...
Going back to ugly players... Will Hughes, I find Will Hughes' appearance really unsettling. I don't like it at all. I don't know what's up with it. It's just like his beard and his hair. I just don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah. You know what I thought was quite funny was how Tom Davis was captain for Everton against us.
Shit.
I don't understand that.
No, he's like eight, isn't he?
Yeah. 8 or 9
years old. Yeah. He's got that kind of horrible beard that you really shouldn't grow.
That's because he's only not
a man.
Because he's pre-pubescent.
He also does that thing where he puts his socks down really quite low.
I really like that.
Your shin pad poking out.
These 8-year-olds, him and Grealish.
And shorts really high.
I quite like that. For some reason, Iwobi does it as well. I kind of think it looks quite cool. I don't think they wear
someone.
Are they even wearing shin pads? Do you have to wear shin pads?
Yes.
But they're always really small.
But can you just have, because Grealish, you know, he like, his socks are like round his ankles. So does he just have a tiny little pad?
It'll just that be tiny.
Technically qualifies as a shin pad.
I think so, yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, I remember hearing a story of a player who, or was it just a university game? Someone didn't have their shin pads and they just wore like drink cartons.
No, that was in Goal, the game, the film where the guy
cuts out bits of cardboard.
Cuts out bits of cardboard.
That's in a film.
Yeah, Goal,
big film.
Goes to Newcastle, scores a free kick. It's sick.
Based on a real story, right?
They say he doesn't pass enough, so then he does a cross and then he does pass enough.
He plays for Real Madrid in number 2.
What, in the sequel?
Yeah.
It's great. It's almost as good as that. Have you ever read the book Keeper?
Yes.
It's such a good book.
Oh, he gets trained up by a ghost in
a
the
ghost
forest.
Goalkeeper to be the best goalkeeper in the world. The second book is just the post-match interview after he's won the World Cup.
That's the whole book.
That's a long interview.
Oh no, it's like a sit down in a hotel room watching every penalty save. It's incredible.
He saves on like he dives, saves it with his leg, and he's like, "If you say that was lucky, I will never talk to you again."
Does anyone
you ain't much.
That's our film and book of the week.
I reckon you've been listening to the podcast, the most unedited, uncensored, and unprofessional football conversation.
Do you want to end it with a Paul Merson quote?
I've got this all prepared. Jeez, can't believe you did that. Let's say thank you and goodbye to Otto and School Wolf.
Goodbye and thank you.
Ooh.
Let's say a fond farewell to our Twitter duo at Luke and Jasper.
Goodbye.
And thank you.
Wow. Really nailed it this week. And let's say goodbye to our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I've been your host at Mr. Jimmy Rowe. And
goodbye.
You've been listening to In That Play Repair, and I'll leave you with this from Paul Merson. There's only one person that gets you sacked, and that's the fans.
I thought that was gonna be like a rhyme, because it was like one Paul Merson, then one person, and then I thought it was gonna carry on.
Just made it more offensive.
It wasn't a rhyme.